Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. By a show of hands, I would like to know who watches football either rabidly or occasionally on TV. All right, then. We're going to have a pop culture test. What are you supposed to say? Dilly dilly. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, Budweiser has come out with an ad campaign. Oh, by the way, for those of you in internet land who are listening to this, I was holding up an oversized can of Bud Light. I said that primarily for my mother, because she's really the only one who listens. Budweiser has come out with this campaign for Bud Light that primarily has been shown on football games, where the king is presented by his subjects with cans and bottles of Bud Light. And every time the Bud Light is presented to the king will raise his glass, beer bottle up and go, "Dilly, dilly." It's instructive, I think. We live in a democracy. We've never had a king. We don't know how you're supposed to respond or treat a king. We know kings are supposed to be special, but how do you talk to a king? What do you give a king? Apparently, Bud Light. Otherwise, they tell us you go to the pit of despair. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It is the day that is designated in the church year as the close of the church year, but it is also that day that we recognize Christ as King, King of it all, King of us, King of our world, King of our possessions, King of our land, King of our thoughts, King of the universe. And so do we say to the King, "Dilly dilly." Or is there perhaps something more appropriate? Today's gospel lesson is instructive for us too, in terms of how we deal with this king. The gospel lesson today is not only instructive, but it can be somewhat destructive. Because it places us in a position where we don't feel extremely comfortable. It places us in a position that challenges us in terms of what our ideals are and how we deal with situations within the world. And it challenges us to do things and see things in a way that we may not have considered before. Years ago, somebody came up with those little bands. I think ours are yellow ones. Or was that? I don't know, this is a WWJD, what would Jesus do? And so that becomes then the question we're supposed to ask. But that question doesn't apply to this gospel lesson. It's not what would Jesus do, but rather it's what is Jesus doing there? When I was naked, you gave me clothing. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was sick, you visited me. It's not just those people. It's Jesus, Christ the King, there on the off-ramp on 101. Christ the King, there in the ICU at Mayo. Christ the King, there with pink pajamas in Tent City. Christ the King, there standing in line at Grace Lutheran Church getting breakfast. This is the painfully instructive part for us. It's painful because when we see the individual standing on the off-ramp in 101, the first thought that goes through our minds is not, there's Jesus. The first thought that goes through our mind 99.9% of the time is, don't make eye contact. And yet, here in the gospel, we are told that there is Jesus standing before us with his hand out, her hand out, asking us for help. You see, this reign of the King in which we celebrate this day is a reign that doesn't tell us to simply bring beer to the front and go dilly-dilly. It is a reign that calls us into action, calls us to work, calls us to understand that there with each of his subjects is the King. Calls us into action to do what we can to eradicate the brokenness of this world. Calls us into action to step forward to make a difference in the lives of the individuals we meet. Not with a simple dilly-dilly, I hope you're having a nice day, but with doing tangible things to improve the quality of life for the people that we meet. All of them. It doesn't say anywhere that I've found in there that, well, I've done enough. I can stop now. It just says that there, with the brokenness of this world, the people we see in different situations, there is the King. Calling us to work on his behalf. Calling us to seek out ways to be able to serve on a daily, regular basis with the needs that we see as they lay at our doorsteps. Calling us into action to be able to be generous with what we ultimately have been given by this King. Our lives, our time, our possessions, our talents. Not trivial things, but things that have blessed us, things that have made us the people we are, things that we can use on behalf of this King to serve him each and every day. Called to be able to reach out to the world in need. Called to heal the brokenness that we see. Called to step forward, not to say, I wonder what Jesus would do, but action in our lives. Healing the brokenness of Christ, the brokenness of the world, healing the brokenness we encounter each and every day. This King demands us to work on his behalf, demands us to work for him, demands us to step forward out of our lives to do whatever it takes in any given situation to be a faithful servant. To be a brother and sister of Christ. To be able to reach out to the needs of the world and to do what we can. The challenge is there always. A challenge to serve this King each and every moment of each and every day of our lives. And to understand that it is not the promise of avoiding the pit of despair that motivates us. But it is the promise of a life with this King through eternity. Not to be able to gain that gift, for it's there for us all, but rather to live our lives in appreciation for what God has already promised us. To serve this King through what we say, and what we do. Not just to offer a simple platitude of dilly-dilly, but to give to him the gift of our very lives. Working for the brokenness of this world, working in gratitude for how we've been blessed and what we've been given, working always to proclaim Christ as King of us all. Amen.